Long before streaming allowed audiences to binge-watch whole series in a single weekend, there was primetime TV watching bliss. Fan favorites such as The West Wing and The Sopranos kept fans glued to their sofas week after week and year after year to find out what would happen next. Some fans loved shows so much they would purchase box sets on VHS or DVD to watch them again and again, to relive the drama or bask in the laughs. Now, with countless streaming services at our fingertips, we can watch TV anytime, anywhere. The content has become richer and more diverse, pleasing fans and critics alike. To celebrate the history of great television, Stacker compiled this data-driven list of the 100 best TV shows of all time, using IMDb. Shows were ranked by IMDb user ratings, with ties broken by the number of votes. For this list, a series had to have at least 50,000 votes and be available to watch in the U.S. at some point. Read on to see how all 100 shake out, refresh your pop culture memory, remind yourself of an epic binge, or add to your watch list. But do so with caution, this list contains some spoilers. MGM Television Number 100. The Handmaid's Tale IMDb User Rating, 8.4 years on the air. 2017 present based on the dystopian novel by Margaret Atwood, this acclaimed Hulu show stars Elizabeth Moss as a woman struggling for freedom in a misogynistic, alternate reality version of America that religious extremists have taken over. Far more critically and commercially successful than the ill-fated 1990 feature film of the same name, The Handmaid's Tale has received critical acclaim and sufficient zeitgeist traction to warrant a Saturday Night Live parody. Bad Robot Number 99. Fringe IMDb User Rating, 8.4 years on the air. 2008-2013. The same team behind the 2009 big screen, Star Trek, reboot, J.J. Abrams, Alex Kurtzman, and Roberto Orci launched this Fox show about a Boston-based FBI team that explores mysteries related to the existence of parallel universes. While it didn't quite manage to seize the zeitgeist to the degree of Abrams' previous hit, Lost, the show received positive reviews that improved with each subsequent season. Additionally, the series garnered two Emmy Awards nominations. Doozer Number 98. Scrubs IMDb User Rating, 8.4 years on the air. 2001-2010. Bill Lawrence's medical drama, sitcom, Scrubs, ran for 9 seasons over a decade. It follows, and is narrated by, J.D., Zach Braff, as he navigates his hospital career and romantic life alongside best friend Turk, Donald Faison, on-again-off-again partner, friend Elliot, Sarah Chalk, and the intimidating, patronizing Dr. Cox, John C. McGinley. Largely praised by critics and fans in its earlier seasons, the often comedic and sometimes deeply emotional Scrubs was one of the more well-liked major network products of the 2000s. Additionally, Scrubs received 17 Emmy nominations. Fremulon Number 97. Brooklyn Nine-Nine IMDb User Rating, 8.4 years on the air. 2013-2021. This goofy cop show stars former SNL cast member Andy Samberg as a juvenile and irreverent detective forced to shape up when a strict new commanding officer, Andre Brower, takes over his precinct. Critics praised the show's easygoing humor along with Samberg's charming performance, and following its debut season, Brooklyn Nine-Nine clinched Golden Globes for Best Series and Best Actor in the musical comedy category. Additionally, the show received 11 Emmy nominations, bringing home 2. Fox eventually canceled it, but NBC picked it up for several more seasons. Warner Brothers. Television Number 96. Supernatural IMDb User Rating, 8.4 years on the air, 2005-2020 debuting on the WB, and continuing its run on the CW when the network changed names, this sci-fi, horror series follows a pair of vigilante brothers hunting down various supernatural entities. It concluded its run in 2020 and stands as CW's longest-running show and the longest-running live-action fantasy series of all time. Cartoon Network Studios Number 95. Samurai Jack IMDb User Rating, 8.5 years on the air, 2001-2017. A samurai from the past gets trapped in a dystopian future by a demonic overlord who he must defeat in this unique and stylish animated action-adventure series from Genndy Tartakovsky, the visionary behind shows like Dexter's Laboratory. The series ran for 4 seasons in the early 2000s before being revived for a 5th and final season in 2017. Hieronymus Pictures number 94. Bosch IMDb user rating, 8.5 years on the air. 2014 to 2021. The first season of Bosch takes inspiration from the novels of author Michael Connelly. It follows Harry Bosch, played by Titus Welliver, an LAPD detective investigating a murder while also standing trial for the murder of a serial killer. The Amazon series continued for 7 seasons before rebranding as Bosch Legacy in 2022.3 Arts Entertainment number 93. Louis IMDb user rating, 8.5 years on the air, 2010 to 2015 written, directed, created, edited, and produced by comedian Louis C.K., who also starred. This show constantly subverted expectations of television as a format. The tone oscillated unpredictably between funny and serious, the visual and editing style varied wildly between episodes, and the show played fast and loose with continuity. The show took home 3 of its 22 Emmy Awards nominations, including the trophy for Outstanding Casting for a Comedy Series, Netflix number 92. Sacred Games IMDb user rating, 8.5 years on the air, 2018-2019 based on the 2006 novel of the same name by author Vikram Chandra, Sacred Games, was the first Netflix original series out of India. The neo-noir series ran for 2 seasons and follows a cop and a gang boss uniting to save Mumbai. The New York Times listed Sacred Games as one of the 30 best international TV shows of the 2010s, the only Indian series to make the list. Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, CBC, number 91. Schitt's Creek IMDb user rating, 8.5 years on the air, 2015 to 2020 created by and starring Dan Levy and his father. Comedy legend Eugene Levy, Schitt's Creek, is an offbeat yet heartwarming sitcom. It follows a family's fall from grace as they lose their fortune and resort to residing in the small town they once purchased as a joke. The show's success took off slowly and didn't fully establish a fan base until after it began streaming on Netflix. Since then, however, Schitt's Creek received widespread commercial and critical success, becoming the first show to sweep all 7 comedy categories at the Primetime Emmy Awards in 2020.3 Arts Entertainment number 90. Silicon Valley IMDb user rating, 8.5 years on the air, 2014 to 2019 created by Mike Judge, Beavis and Butthead, Office Space. This HBO comedy chronicles the rise of a software startup run and staffed by geeky programmers. Critics and fans heralded the strong joke writing and a standout performance by TJ Miller as Ehrlich, the world's most obnoxious business mentor. Although difficulties on set led to Miller's departure from the show at the end of the 4th season, the show continued to draw unanimously positive reviews all the way up to its finale. It finished its run on HBO in 2019. The show garnered 2 of its 41 Emmy Awards nominations during its 5-year run. Alcon Entertainment number 89. The Expanse IMDb user rating, 8.5 years on the air, 2015 to 2022 originally on the Sci-Fi Channel. This show based on The Expanse series of books is set in a universe where the solar system has been colonized. An ice hauler ship named the Canterbury is involved in an accident, sending the crew into the center of a conspiracy that threatens the uneasy peace among different planetary governments. Cancelled in 2018, Amazon revived the series for new seasons on Prime. Amazon began airing the show's 6th and final season in December 2021. HBO number 88. Entourage IMDb user rating, 8.5 years on the air, 2004 to 2011. This HBO guilty pleasure follows the career of Vincent Chase, an actor from Queens who brings a tag-along crew of friends from the old neighborhood with him for his ride to Hollywood stardom. Reviewers enjoyed Jeremy Piven's portrayal of Vince's slimy Hollywood agent, but criticized the shallow characters and plotlines, while audiences were happy to live vicariously in Chase's hedonistic world. A 2015 movie that tied up some loose ends from the show garnered poor reviews and underperformed at the box office. The show received 26 nominations after its 7-year run, winning 6 awards. Kilter Films number 87. Person of Interest IMDb user rating, 8.5 years on the air, 2011 to 2016. Like several shows on this list, the first season of Person of Interest, received a mixed response from critics for its shallow character development, while later seasons seemed to remedy the issue. The story sees an ex-CIA operative and a scientist teaming up to try to prevent crimes before they occur. The show's creator, Jonathan Nolan, is the brother of director Christopher Nolan. In 2012, the show received an Emmy nomination for Outstanding Sound Mixing for a Comedy or Drama Series, 1 Hour, Counterbalance Entertainment No. 86. Cobra Kai IMDb User Rating, 8.5 years on the air. 2018 present Ralph Macchio and William Zabka reprise the roles that made them famous in this series that acts as a sequel to The Karate Kid films. Cobra Kai started streaming on YouTube Red before being acquired by Netflix for its third season. The show earned a nomination for Outstanding Comedy Series at the Primetime Emmy Awards in 2021. Blossom Films #85. Big Little Lies IMDb User Rating, 8.5 years on the air. 2017-2019 This HBO drama, based on the best-selling novel by Leanne Moriarty of the same name, features an A-list cast that includes Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, and Laura Dern. The show is set in a wealthy coastal town in California where deception and murder lurk beneath the picture-perfect surface. Despite initially being billed as a miniseries, HBO brought it back for a second season, adding Meryl Streep to the stacked cast. The series received 21 Emmy Awards nominations, winning 8. ABC Studios No. 84. The Punisher IMDb User Rating, 8.5 years on the air. 2017-2019 Jon Bernthal, The Walking Dead, plays a vigilante superhero whose revenge quest brings him face to face with New York's underworld. Critics found the first season to be a slow start, but Marvel fans hungry for more content between movies were willing to jump on board. The show was nominated for an Emmy Award for Outstanding Stunt Coordination for a Drama Series, Limited Series or Movie in 2018. Curiosity Company No. 83. Futurama IMDb User Rating, 8.5 years on the air. 1999-2023 Fox's animated show from The Simpsons, creator Matt Groening follows the adventures of an interplanetary delivery outfit, parodying movies and TV shows from all corners of science fiction along the way. Although it never rose to the level of popularity of The Simpsons, the show received almost universal critical acclaim, with 14 Emmy nominations and 6 wins over the course of its run. Among them included the award for Outstanding Animated Program, which the show took the Emmy for several times, Tapert No. 82. Spartacus IMDb User Rating, 8.5 years on the air, 2010-2013 Stephen S. DeKnight, who went on to develop Daredevil on Netflix and Pacific Rim Uprising, created the Starz show based on the historical gladiator Spartacus. Initially starring Andy Whitfield as the title character, the show focuses on the slave uprising begat by Spartacus. In 2004, the show received an Emmy nomination for Outstanding Sound Editing for a miniseries, movie or a special. Whitfield died of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2011. And Liam McIntyre replaced him in the leading role. Dino De Laurentiis Company No. 81. Hannibal IMDb User Rating, 8.5 years on the air, 2013-2015 Based on the Thomas Harris novels, Red Dragon, and Hannibal, this show sees Mads Mikkelsen stepping into the role of brilliant forensic psychologist, cannibalistic serial killer Hannibal Lecter, previously portrayed by Anthony Hopkins and Brian Cox in movie adaptations of Harris novels. Hugh Dancy plays his protege, a profiler who is unaware of his mentor's secret double life. The show employed Jose Andres, a prominent restaurateur, to serve as a consultant in order to ensure that Lecter's culinary preparation of human flesh was realistic. During its run, Hannibal received an Emmy Awards nomination for Outstanding Special Visual Effects in a Supporting Role in 2016. Krasnoff Foster Productions #80. Community IMDb User Rating, 8.5 years on the air, 2009-2015 Joel McHale plays a lawyer who's disbarred for lying about his academic credentials and forced to attend community college in order to resume his career in this NBC favorite. He joins a study group for Spanish class that makes up the show's cast, with perfectly cast Ken Jeong playing their Spanish teacher. In addition to helping launch the career of Donald Glover, the show featured Chevy Chase in a supporting role. Chase's public feud with the show's writers and producers received significant media coverage toward the end of the show's run. Community earned 3 Emmy Awards nominations during its run, including a bid for Outstanding Writing for a Comedy Series, Zero Gravity Management No. 79. Ozark IMDb User Rating, 8.5 years on the air, 2017 to 2022. An atmospheric crime drama series, Ozark, follows a man and his family as they move from Chicago to Missouri so he can launder money for a drug lord. The series has earned a substantial number of major award nominations and wins. Star Jason Bateman won a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Directing for a Drama Series, and Julia Garner won 3 Primetime Emmy Awards for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series. Universal Cable Productions No. 78. Suits IMDb User Rating, 8.5 years on the air, 2011 to 2019. A hotshot Manhattan lawyer hires a talented college dropout despite his lack of a law degree, forging a secret between them. While some critics dismissed the show as inessential, others found the sharp dialogue and lead chemistry sufficient to give this show an edge in the crowded legal drama genre. Star Meghan Markle would go on to royal fame, marrying British Prince Harry in May 2018. The show produced a Jessica Pearson spin-off, titled Pearson, that cancelled after a single season in 2019. 20th Century Fox Television No. 77. Modern Family IMDb User Rating, 8.5 years on the air, 2009 to 2020. Applauded by critics for its fresh writing and eclectic characters, Modern Family adds second marriages, gay relationships, and large age gaps between partners into the mix to shake up the old nuclear family sitcom formula. The show won Emmy Awards and 6 Writers Guild of America Awards. Bad Robot No. 76. Westworld IMDb User Rating, 8.5 years on the air, 2016 present. Based on the 1973 Michael Crichton film of the same name, Westworld is the hit HBO sci-fi series about the fictional, technologically advanced, Old West amusement park hosted by androids. Starring Evan Rachel Wood, Thandie Newton, Jeffrey Wright, and James Marsden, its debut in 2016 earned the highest ratings for the network for a premiere since True Detective, and its first season ranked as the most watched of any HBO original series. Dakota Pictures No. 75. Flight of the Conchords IMDb User Rating, 8.6 years on the air, 2007 to 2009. New Zealand musicians and comedy performers Jemaine Clement and Brett McKenzie star as fictionalized versions of themselves in Flight of the Conchords. Unlike in real life, the duo are struggling musicians, uprooted from New Zealand in an attempt to make it big in New York City. Kristen Schaal co-stars as the duo's only fan, with Rhys Darby as their incompetent manager. The show was nominated for an Emmy for Outstanding Original Music and Lyrics in 2008. FX Productions No. 74. Atlanta IMDb User Rating, 8.6 years on the air, 2016 to 2022. After his success in Community, Donald Glover has had multiple creative endeavors, including creating and starring in Atlanta. At times surreal and always thought-provoking, the series follows Glover and Brian Tyree Henry as cousins navigating the Atlanta rap scene. The show has won the Golden Globe for Best Television Series, Musical or Comedy, and Glover has won both a Golden Globe and a Primetime Emmy Award for his performance. FX Productions No. 73. What We Do in the Shadows IMDb User Rating, 8.6 years on the air, 2019 present. Created by Jemaine Clement of Flight of the Conchords, What We Do in the Shadows takes place in the same vampiric universe as the 2014 film of the same name that he wrote and starred in alongside Taika Waititi. The comedy is structured as a mockumentary and follows a group of vampires living in modern-day Staten Island. The show has been nominated for at least 17 Primetime Emmy Awards and continuously surprises audiences with its high-profile guest stars like Tilda Swinton and Sofia Coppola. Cartoon Network Studios No. 72. Adventure Time IMDb User Rating, 8.6 years on the air, 2010 to 2018. This Cartoon Network show follows the adventures of a boy and his best friend, a talking dog who can change his size and shape at will, in a mystical and magical realm. While the premise may sound familiar, the show's sweet but strange tone sets it apart. Creator Pendleton Ward has acknowledged influences as far-ranging as Dungeons & Dragons, Beavis and Butthead, and Ren and Stimpy, Another unusual aspect of the show is its approach to voice casting. While many animated shows employ adult actors for their child characters, Adventure Time cast an actual child actor, Jeremy Shada, to voice the character of Finn. As such, Finn's voice deepened through the show's run, as Shada progressed through puberty. The beloved animated series received 15 Emmy Awards nominations, winning 8 trophies in total. Synthesis Films number 71. Making a Murderer IMDb user rating, 8.6 years on the air, 2015 to 2018. A true crime documentary series, Making a Murderer, follows Stephen Avery. He served 18 years in prison after being wrongfully convicted of sexual assault and attempted murder, only to be released in 2003 and convicted for the murder of Teresa Halbach in 2005. An epic tale unfolds under the direction of Laura Ricciardi and Moira Demos, who spent 10 years documenting this story. The series won 4 Primetime Emmy Awards, including Outstanding Writing and Outstanding Directing for Nonfiction Programming for Ricciardi and Demos. FX Productions #70. Justified IMDb user rating, 8.6 years on the air, 2010 to 2015. This FX show saw Timothy Oliphant, who played the sheriff on HBO's Deadwood, portraying Raylan Givens, a maverick U.S. Marshal who returns to his hometown in Kentucky to take on the criminal element there. The character of Givens is adapted from an Elmore Leonard short story. Critics praised Oliphant's performance and the show's seedy world-building. The show brought home 2 of the 8 Emmy Awards nominations it received during its 5-year run. CBS Paramount Network Television number 69. Deadwood IMDb user rating, 8.6 years on the air. 2004 to 2006 series creator David Milch initially tried to pitch HBO a show set during the Roman period. But when it turned out the network already had such a show in the works, Rome, Milch reworked the concept to a Western frontier town setting. The show features poetic, almost Shakespearean dialogue, and standout performances from Timothy Oliphant as Deadwood's sheriff and Ian McShane as a brothel owner. Its relatively short run left fans clamoring for more, and finally, they received a long-discussed Deadwood movie in May 2019. The Deadwood series won 8 of its 28 Emmy Awards nominations and 1 Golden Globe. HBO Entertainment number 68. The Newsroom IMDb user rating, 8.6 years on the air, 2012 to 2014. Aaron Sorkin, The West Wing, The Social Network, co-created this HBO news drama alongside producer Dennis Biggs. Jeff Daniels stars as a principled but unpredictable cable news anchor. Critics found the first season smug and preachy but warmed to the show over subsequent seasons. During its run, the show was honored with the 2012 Critics' Choice Television Award for Most Exciting New Series. Fox Television Animation number 67. Archer IMDb user rating, 8.6 years on the air, 2009 present. This FX animated hit milks workplace comedy from an unlikely source, a spy agency. H. John Benjamin lends his distinctive voice to the main character, an arrogant and juvenile super spy, while the late Jessica Walter of Arrested Development played his overbearing mother who also happens to run the agency. HBO number 66. Boardwalk Empire IMDb user rating, 8.6 years on the air, 2010 to 2014. This crime drama starred Steve Buscemi as an Atlantic City mob boss during the Prohibition era. While not a hit on the same level as HBO's contemporary mafia series, The Sopranos, the show received positive reviews. What's more, it won 20 Primetime Emmy Awards over its run, as well as a Golden Globe for Best Television Series Drama in 2011. BBC Studios number 65. Doctor Who IMDb user rating, 8.6 years on the air, 2005 present. Listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the longest-running science fiction program, Doctor Who has been on the air since 1963. The show has had many different actors take on the role of the show's lead character, known only as the Doctor. The Doctor travels through time, faces numerous otherworldly adversaries, and has an ever-changing companion. The series has an expansive fanbase and made waves by casting Jodie Whittaker as the first woman to play the Doctor in 2017 and casting Nkuti Gatwa as the 16th Doctor, the first black actor to take on the role. 1013 Productions number 64. The X-Files IMDb user rating, 8.6 years on the air, 1993-2018 Mulder and Scully form the iconic duo portrayed by David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson, respectively, in The X-Files. The pair of FBI agents investigated cases involving the paranormal, with Mulder believing in the existence of aliens and Scully remaining the skeptic. The series was a pop culture phenomenon, spawning two feature films and two seasons for a revival. The cult classic also garnered 61 Emmy Awards nominations, winning 15 trophies, won 26 pictures number 63. House of the Dragon IMDb user rating, 8.6 years on the air, 2022 present set long before the events of Game of Thrones. This HBO epic tells the tale of the rise and fall of the House Targaryen, spanning decades. Each episode has amassed millions of views upon airing, and the show has garnered mostly positive critical success. George R. R. Martin, the author of the Game of Thrones books and of Fire and Blood, which House of the Dragon sources from, is an executive producer on the show and is reportedly more actively involved in the production of this show than he was with Game of Thrones, Bonanza Productions number 62. Shameless IMDb user rating, 8.6 years on the air. 2011-2021 A remake of a British series, this Showtime dramedy takes on the struggles of a Chicago family headed by a deadbeat patriarch, William H. Macy, whose only concerns are what his next scheme will be and where his next beer will come from. Although some critics initially thought Macy was miscast, he has racked up 3 Screen Actors Guild Awards for his performance in the role. The show's 9th season made it the longest-running Showtime show in the network's history. Emmy Rossum, who plays Macy's eldest daughter Fiona, did not return as a regular for the 10th season, and the show concluded with its 11th and final season in 2021. During the show's decade-long run, Shameless took home 4 of its 16 Emmy Awards nominations. Deedle D Productions number 61. Parks and Recreation IMDb user rating, 8.6 years on the air. 2009-2015 The brainchild of the creator and the head writer of the U.S. version of The Office, this workplace comedy employed that show's same mockumentary style to depict the workings of a quirky parks and recreation department in Pawnee, Indiana. Critics initially found the show lacking compared with its predecessor, but warmed to the charms of the ensemble cast, headed up by Amy Poehler. After a shaky start, the show found its groove and became a hit for NBC. In its entire run, the show received 14 Emmy Awards nominations, Denver and Delilah Productions #60. Mindhunter IMDb user rating, 8.6 years on the air, 2017-2019 This Netflix crime drama follows two FBI agents who essentially write the book on criminal profiling in the late 1970s by interviewing serial killers. Leads Jonathan Groff and Holt McCallany have great chemistry in the leading roles, the former playing a meticulous idealist and the latter a gruff cynic. Critics praised the show for its cerebral plotting and creepy interview scenes with some of history's most famous murderers. Groff took home the Best Actor in a Drama Genre Series at the Satellite Awards in 2018. In January of 2020, Netflix told TV Line the show's 3rd season had been put on indefinite hold. Sutter Inc. number 59. Sons of Anarchy IMDb user rating, 8.6 years on the air, 2008-2014 This FX crime drama revolved around a motorcycle gang based out of Central California. Critics appreciated the uncompromising grittiness of the show and the strength of the ensemble cast, which included Ron Perlman, Charlie Hunnam, and Katie Sagal. For the sake of authenticity, the producers even cast Oakland Hell's Angel David LaBrava to play one of the biker gang members, in addition to his role as a consultant for the show. Sons of Anarchy earned 5 Emmy Awards nominations during its 6-year run. Universal Cable Productions number 58. Mr. Robot IMDb user rating, 8.6 years on the air, 2015-2019 This surprise USA Network hit tells the story of a hacker named Elliot, Rami Malek, with social anxiety disorder, clinical depression, and, unbeknownst to him through most of the first season, a split personality, dissociative identity disorder. Christian Slater plays his Tyler Durden-esque alter ego with scenery chewing a plum. Following its 4-year run, the show received 13 Emmy Awards nominations, winning 3. ABC Studios number 57. Daredevil IMDb user rating, 8.6 years on the air, 2015 to 2018 A Blind Lawyer Fights Crime by Night in this Netflix adaptation of the Marvel comic. Much better received than the poorly reviewed Ben Affleck movie from a decade earlier, the success of this series was an early indicator that Marvel's media empire could extend its bounds beyond feature films. By the series' end, Daredevil had earned 5 Emmy nominations. Imagine Television number 56. Friday Night Lights IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air, 2006 to 2011 after adapting the nonfiction book, Friday Night Lights, into a 2004 film, filmmaker Peter Berg brought this story to the small screen. Focusing on a high school football team in a small town in Texas, the series tackled a number of contemporary American societal issues. The show also accelerated the careers of actors Kyle Chandler, Taylor Kitsch, Jesse Plemons, and Michael B. Jordan. Friday Night Lights also received 12 Emmy Awards nominations, winning 3. W. Chump & Sons number 55. The Grand Tour IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air. 2016 present after being fired from the BBC and the popular show, Top Gear, for disciplinary reasons, presenter Jeremy Clarkson took a similar series to Amazon Prime. Clarkson brought his Top Gear co-presenters Richard Hammond and James May along for a show that focuses on automobiles, with a mixture of pre-taped segments and live audience segments. The show also came to video game consoles as an interactive experience, Fox Television Network number 54. The Shield IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air, 2002 to 2008, The Shield, surpassed most primetime cop shows by favoring shades of gray over clear-cut moralism. In a career-defining role, Michael Chiklis played the volatile, corrupt, and yet somehow principled leader of an elite Los Angeles detective squad. He won a primetime Emmy for his performance after the first season. The show received 6 Emmy nominations, winning 1 for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series in 2002. Levinson, Fontana Company number 53. Oz IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air, 1997 to 2003 HBO's first one-hour drama, set in a maximum security prison, rewrote all the rules of television and set the table for the network's future as the go-to destination for prestige television. While it's a little rough around the edges by today's standards, the show holds up as a gritty, uncompromising, character-driven look into life inside a correctional facility. J.K. Simmons gives a standout performance as an alpha male white supremacist inmate. The show received 2 Emmy nominations following its run. Endeavor content number 52. Severance IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air. 2022 present this Apple TV series, a heady, genre-bending science fiction show, was creator Dan Erickson's first TV writing endeavor. Adam Scott, Parks and Rec, plays Mark, a man who opts to have his memories erased and returned as he arrives and leaves work. Christopher Walken, John Turturro, and Patricia Arquette round out the talented cast, with Ben Stiller in the director's chair. The show received 14 Emmy nominations for its first season. Amazon Studios number 51. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air. 2017 present Amy Sherman-Palladino's The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel has garnered enough major awards to leave no doubt as to its universal acclaim, Golden Globes or Emmys for the series, directing, writing, lead actress, supporting actress, and supporting actor. The show has won 20 of its 54 Emmy nominations. Rachel Brosnahan plays Midge Maisel, New York City housewife who breaks the confines of her gender role via stand-up comedy in the late 50s and early 60s, Paramount Television number 50. Star Trek. The Next Generation IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air, 1987 to 1994 A 50,000 vote poll by StarTrek.com found that Jean-Luc Picard, played by Patrick Stewart, beat out James T. Kirk as fans' favorite, Star Trek, captain of all time. That says a lot for this series, set 99 years after the original show, whose popularity peaked with a series finale that drew 31 million viewers. This Enterprise crew also went on to star in 4 feature films, the first of which combined the original series and TNG casts through a time travel plot. Among the show's accolades include 19 Emmy Awards and 5 Saturn Awards. Paramount Network number 49. Yellowstone IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air, 2018 present. While early seasons received mixed reviews, Yellowstone gained warmer critical reception by its fourth season and was nominated for a Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series. Kevin Costner stars in the series, which follows the ongoing conflicts on the shared border between a Native American reservation, a cattle ranch, and the surrounding land developers. Amazon Studios number 48. Invincible IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air, 2021 present. The Amazon Prime animated series is based on a comic of the same name by Robert Kirkman, Corey Walker, and Ryan Ottley. It follows teen Mark Grayson, voiced by actor Steven Yeun, as he struggles to balance his personal life with his newfound transition to superherodom. Sandra Oh and J.K. Simmons provide additional voices for the show. After just one season, the series proved popular enough for Amazon to renew it for two more seasons. HBO number 47. 6 Feet Under IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air. 2001-2005. This HBO drama about a family-run funeral home featured a unique gimmick. Each episode began with the arrival of a new corpse. The show's final episode, which stared down the mortality of its characters as it fast-forwarded the full remainder of their lives, has been hailed as one of the best series finales of all time. At the Emmy Awards, the show claimed 9 of the 53 trophies for which it had been nominated. 20th Century Fox Television number 46. This Is Us IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air, 2016-2022. This popular NBC dramedy from Dan Fogelman about three siblings struggling through adulthood is all about tugging heartstrings. Although some critics have found the proceedings too saccharine to recommend, the show has been nominated for, and has won, a number of awards. Among the awards the show received included 4 Emmy Awards, British Sky Broadcasting #45. Battlestar Galactica IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air, 2004-2009. This Sci-Fi Channel remake vastly improved upon the cheesy 1970s original with excellent special effects, politically astute plotlines, and a first-rate cast. Bucking the trend of youthful casting, series creator Ronald D. Moore opted for seasoned actors for his leads, Edward James Olmos as the captain of the titular starship and Mary McDonnell as the Secretary of Education, who's thrust into the role of president by succession laws after most of humanity is wiped out by robot-esque Cylons. With its tense plotlines, first-rate performances, and surprisingly deep themes, Battlestar Galactica was one of the best science fiction shows ever to hit the small screen. In its run, the show gathered 25 Emmy nominations, winning 5. HD Vision Studios number 44. Rome IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air, 2005-2007. This ambitious HBO sword and sandals epic followed two Roman soldiers whose on-screen lives intertwined with actual historical events. The series received positive reviews for its impressive visuals and R-rated thrills. But, like the Roman Empire itself, the show's size and scope were its downfall. HBO was forced to exit from the schedule after its second season because of budgetary concerns. Among the 15 Emmys for which it was nominated, the show claimed 7 trophies. Lionsgate Television number 43. Mad Men IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air, 2007-2015. When HBO famously rejected his series pitch, creator Matthew Weiner took the show over to AMC, where it redefined the network as a viable destination for prestige television. Set in the halls of a New York advertising agency in the 1960s, the acclaimed show was praised for its period authenticity, social commentary, and strong performances. Standout actors among the cast included John Hamm, who played the smooth but tortured leading man Don Draper, and Elizabeth Moss, who played a secretary who manages to rise up the ranks in the agency despite rampant misogyny in the workforce. The show garnered a whopping 116 Emmy Awards nominations during its 8-year run, winning 16 in total. 20th Century Fox Television number 42. Arrested Development IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air, 2003-2019. Debuting in 2003 and revived in 2013 by Netflix, the quirky comedy, Arrested Development, followed the dysfunctional Bluth family as they navigated life after the family patriarch was imprisoned. starring Jason Bateman, Michael Cera, Will Arnett, Portia de Rossi, and Jessica Walter, the critically acclaimed show won 6 Primetime Emmy Awards and a Golden Globe. Even so, the series was canceled due to low ratings on Fox in 2006. Some critics have said that 30 Rock and Community were inspired by the show's offbeat sensibility. Comedy Central number 41. South Park IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air, 1997 present. This foul-mouthed animated satire from creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone pushes the boundaries of good taste to a breaking point, making The Simpsons look tame by comparison. A breakout hit for Comedy Central, this show put the fictional town of South Park, Colorado, on the pop culture map and made Kenny, Kyle, Stan, and Cartman, and the series creators, household names. The show also spawned a big screen adaptation, as well as 2 hit video games, Netflix Hash 40. Dark IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air, 2017 to 2020. Some of the themes of the sci-fi show, Dark, include time travel, child abduction, disappearance, nuclear power, and conspiracy. Netflix's first German-language original series has drawn universal acclaim and proven a stout contemporary and competitor of Stranger Things. Its 3rd season was the final for the brooding, mysterious, ever-twisting series that continued to build surprising connections between the families, relationships, and time, perhaps the central figure in the fictional Winden. The show concluded with a 3rd and final season in June 2020, 20th Century Fox Television number 39. The Simpsons IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air, 1989 present. America's longest-running animated show was originally adapted from a series of shorts sandwiched between sketches on The Tracey Ullman Show in the late 1980s. The series has come a long way since then, spawning toys, comic books, albums, video games, a feature film, and even its own theme park ride at Universal Studios. At the peak of its success, the show's main cast members earned $400,000 per episode, though they've since agreed to multiple rounds of pay cuts in order to keep the show financially feasible for Fox. Heel & Toe Films number 38. House IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air, 2004 to 2012. Hugh Laurie played a physician who made up for his poor bedside manner with diagnostic skills that bordered on genius. Each episode presented a new medical mystery for him to solve, and although it strained believability, the formula made for engrossing TV. Critics raved about Laurie's performance, which earned him back-to-back Golden Globes for Best Performance by an Actor in a Television Series Drama in 2006 and 2007. Walt Disney Studios number 37. The Mandalorian IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air, 2019 present. The breakout hit of streaming platform Disney Plus, The Mandalorian, is the first live-action Star Wars series and set in the timeline between Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, and Episode 7, The Force Awakens. In creator Jon Favreau's first season, the titular Mandalorian, aka Din Djarin, played by Pedro Pascal, navigates the outer depths of the galaxy as a bounty hunter and, of course, protects the child, aka Baby Yoda, from capture. The Mandalorian has brought home 14 Emmy Awards to date, including Outstanding Production Design for a Narrative Program, Half Hour, in 2020. Amazon Studios number 36. The Boys IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air, 2019 present. This Amazon Prime original imagines a world where superheroes are immoral and instruments of corporate capitalism. Huey Campbell plays an everyman whose girlfriend is killed as collateral damage to a speedster superhero, who is a member of The Seven, the world's most famous superhero team. Huey then joins a group of vigilantes led by Billy Butcher, Carl Urban, whose goal is to take down the Supes through violence and uncovering their dark hidden secrets. The show, which has received numerous accolades, won Best Superhero Television Series at the Saturn Awards in 2021. Media Rights Capital number 35. House of Cards IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air, 2013 to 2018. House of Cards, which is often referenced as the case study for Netflix and the new era of television developed based on Big Data, was an adaptation of the 1990 BBC miniseries of the same name. Netflix's interpretation earned 56 Emmy nominations, winning 7 trophies, the acclaimed political thriller, which starred Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright, suspended production after allegations of sexual assault and harassment came out against Spacey, then severed ties with the actor for good. Its final season starred Wright and dropped in 2018, Showtime Network's number 34. Dexter IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air. 2006 to 2013, a psychopathic forensic expert takes his violent urges out on evildoers. Critics loved the novel premise, though they warned that some viewers might find the show's gore repellent. Not too many did, apparently. The show's finale drew 2.8 million viewers, a record for Showtime. The show took home 4 of the 24 Emmy Awards for which it was nominated. 21 Laps Entertainment number 33. Stranger Things IMDb user rating, 8.7 years on the air. 2016 present. The Duffer Brothers created this phenomenally successful 80s original thriller series for Netflix in the summer of 2016. It sparked a cultural revolution that boosted sales of Eggo waffles, left fans worried about Barb, and had audiences begging for more after binge-watching sessions. Among the 38 nominations the beloved show earned at the Emmys, Stranger Things has since claimed 7 honors at the awards. Comedy Central number 32. Chappelle's Show IMDb user rating, 8.8 years on the air. 2003 to 2006, a sketch comedy show starring Dave Chappelle and created by Chappelle and comedian Neil Brennan, Chappelle's Show made waves for its raunchy and controversial sense of humor. The show ran for 3 seasons, though the 3rd season was cut short after Chappelle abruptly took a hiatus from the public eye. The show has remained a cult favorite and Chappelle has received a number of accolades, including the Mark Twain Prize for Comedy. This recognition has come alongside a slew of criticism for his jokes about transgender people. 101 Studios number 31. 1883 IMDb user rating. 8.8 years on the air. 2021-2022 a limited 10-episode series from Paramount Plus. This Western drama acts as a prequel to Yellowstone, and details the inception of the Yellowstone Ranch. Starring Sam Elliott, Faith Hill, and Tim McGraw. The series generally received positive reviews and has given Yellowstone fans new territory to obsess over. HBO number 30. Curb Your Enthusiasm IMDb user rating, 8.8 years on the air. 2000 present. Seinfeld creator Larry David plays a fictionalized version of himself in this heavily improvised, award-winning HBO comedy. David's on-screen persona has a talent for generating awkward, uncomfortable, and hilarious situations that have long delighted audiences and critics alike. Off-screen, David has declared himself done with the character numerous times, sometimes taking long hiatuses between seasons, which is why it took him 17 years to make the first 9 seasons of the show. Ocean Group number 29. Dragon Ball Z IMDb user rating, 8.8 years on the air. 1989 to 1996, possibly the most famous anime series of all time as Dragon Ball Z, with its equally famous protagonist Goku. A sequel to the original Dragon Ball anime and a continuing adaptation of the manga of the same name, Z, portrayed Goku's adult life as he and his companions defended the world from a host of villains and enemies. The show had 2 other sequel shows, as well as a remastering called Dragon Ball Kai. Apatow Productions #28. Freaks and Geeks IMDb user rating, 8.8 years on the air. 1999-2000 before Judd Apatow became a household name through movies, he created this short-lived comedy drama for NBC. Although it only ran a single season, it has developed a cult following over the years for its unflinching and heartfelt portrayal of teenage awkwardness. The show introduced several actors who would go on to become regulars in Apatow projects, including Seth Rogen, Jason Segel, Martin Starr, and James Franco. Following its short-lived run, Freaks and Geeks was nominated for 3 Emmys, winning Outstanding Casting for a Comedy Series in 2000. Gary Sanchez Productions number 27. Succession IMDb user rating, 8.8 years on the air. 2018 present. This HBO satire follows the lives of the Roys, an ultra-rich media family, as they wield their absolute power with astounding dysfunction. The show has been a critical and commercial smash hit, snagging at least 13 primetime Emmys and 5 Golden Globes and providing consistent meme fodder for the masses. Toronto Company number 26. BoJack Horseman IMDb user rating, 8.8 years on the air, 2014 to 2020. In this animated Netflix series, a former sitcom star voiced by Will Arnett attempts to reignite his showbiz career. Oh, and he happens to be an anthropomorphized horse. While many reviewers found the show's first season too short on laughs to justify its bizarre premise, subsequent seasons added surprising depth to the BoJack character and drew acclaim from audiences and critics alike. The show, which received 3 Emmy Award nominations, was twice nominated for the Emmy for Outstanding Animated Program. Lynch, Frost Productions #25. Twin Peaks IMDb user rating, 8.8 years on the air, 1990-1991, 2017. It's astounding that a show this strange was able to land a network TV timeslot in the early 1990s. The show follows the investigation of FBI Special Agent Dale Cooper, Kyle MacLachlan, into the murder of a homecoming queen in a Washington logging town. While the premise makes it sound like a run-of-the-mill primetime procedural, the delivery from creators Mark Frost and David Lynch was truly bizarre. Combining surrealism, melodrama, horror, and comedy with movie-quality visuals, Twin Peaks stands as one of the most original pieces of American television ever made. The show was resurrected by Showtime in 2017 for a limited-run series featuring many of the original cast members to the delight of fans everywhere. Following its overall run, the show claimed 2 Emmy Awards, Ruby's Tuna number 24. Ted Lasso IMDb user rating, 8.8 years on the air. 2020 present in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Apple TV Plus delivered its sentimental comedy, Ted Lasso. The show follows an earnest American football coach brought on to lead the floundering AFC Richmond, an English Premier League soccer club. Blubbush Productions #23. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia IMDb user rating, 8.8 years on the air. 2005 present its main characters may work in a bar, but this show is no Cheers. Caustic, cynical, crass, and hilarious, It's Always Sunny delights in pushing the boundaries of good taste far beyond what would fly in a network show. The first season took a while to find its comedic footing, but since season 2, which kicked off with Danny DeVito joining the cast, the show has received universal acclaim from critics. Among its accolades include 3 consecutive Outstanding Stunt Coordination for a Comedy Series or a Variety Program Emmy nominations. When it was renewed for a 15th season in 2020, it became the longest-running live-action comedy series in American history. Dynamo number 22. Narcos IMDb user rating, 8.8 years on the air. 2015 to 2017. One of the most popular original shows on Netflix, Narcos, was a gripping drama that followed the real-life stories of the Colombian drug trade of the late 1980s. While seasons 1 and 2 focused on the infamous drug kingpin Pablo Escobar, season 3 picked up after his fall and the rise of Cali Cartel. The series has been nominated for a number of awards, including 3 nominations at the Emmys. Additionally, the show spawned a spin-off, titled, Narcos, Mexico. Zepatron #21. Black Mirror IMDb user rating, 8.8 years on the air. 2011 to 2019. This British anthology series regularly dwells in the realm of science fiction and dystopian futures, with episodes often warning viewers, thematically, of the dangerous side of technology and surveillance. The first 2 seasons aired on the UK's Channel 4 network before switching to Netflix for 3 more seasons. The early seasons were critically acclaimed and received a handful of awards, but later seasons received more mixed reviews. Warner Brothers Television #20. The West Wing IMDb user rating, 8.9 years on the air, 1999 to 2006. Created by Aaron Sorkin, this NBC political drama peered into the workings of a fictional White House under the leadership of a Democratic president played by Martin Sheen. Critics praised the show's smart writing and brisk walk and talk pacing. In terms of viewership, The West Wing was especially popular among high-income audiences, making its commercial breaks desirable for advertisers. The show took home 26 of the 95 Emmys for which it was nominated, including Outstanding Drama Series, 16 String Jack Productions number 19. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver IMDb user rating, 8.9 years on the air, 2014 present when fans of Jon Stewart's The Daily Show were looking for a new voice of reason when he retired in 2015, John Oliver was there. Oliver, who won an Emmy for his work on The Daily Show, now serves as host of his own popular weekly primetime show on HBO. It has been nominated for, and has won, a number of awards. Among the show's accolades include the Television Academy Honors at the Emmy Awards in 2017, Disney Television Animation #18. Gravity Falls IMDb user rating, 8.9 years on the air. 2012-2016 The fictional town of Gravity Falls, Oregon, is the setting of this popular Disney television show by Alex Hirsch. Jason Ritter and Kristen Schaal provide the voices of twins who are dropped off at the home of their great-uncle Grunkle Stan, which eventually leads to hijinks in the strange and supernatural town. The show ended after two seasons but is still beloved for its charm, animation style, and appeal to all ages. The show took home two Emmy Awards, including Outstanding Individual Achievement in Animation in 2015. Castle Rock Entertainment number 17. Seinfeld IMDb user rating, 8.9 years on the air, 1989-1998 regularly referred to as one of the best TV shows of all time by Entertainment Weekly, Rolling Stone, and TV Guide. Seinfeld's iconic characters, storylines, and catchphrases have become an indelible part of popular culture. Created by Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld in 1989, the show launched the careers of Seinfeld and co-stars Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Jason Alexander, while Michael Richards' Kramer character became unforgettable. It won an Emmy in 1993 for Outstanding Comedy Series, and has been nominated for 68 awards overall. MGM Television #16. Fargo IMDb user rating, 8.9 years on the air, 2014 present. Based on the Coen brothers' film of the same name, Fargo, is a darkly comedic anthology show about quirky characters in small towns. The series has received top marks from critics for its originality and dedication to the absurd. Since its inception, Fargo has won 6 Emmy Awards. High Bridge Productions #15. Better Call Saul IMDb user rating, 8.9 years on the air, 2015-2022. The spin-off of AMC's flagship series, Breaking Bad, takes place before and after the events of that show, focusing on the life of sleazy attorney Saul Goodman, played by Bob Odenkirk. Since its premiere, the show has garnered a number of accolades, including 21 Primetime Emmy Awards, 11 Writers Guild of America Awards, and 4 Golden Globe Awards. Although it had big shoes to fill, the show managed to surpass critics' expectations, while scratching an itch for Breaking Bad fans suffering from cancellation withdrawal. Its 6th and final season will premiere in 2022. Anonymous content number 14. True Detective IMDb user rating, 8.9 years on the air, 2014-2019. In this critically acclaimed anthology crime drama series, new cast ensembles take on challenging crime investigations each season. The first season, starring Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, was called one of the best drama series of the year, while other critics said it was one of the strongest in recent memory. Season 2 stars Colin Farrell, Vince Vaughn, Rachel McAdams, and Taylor Kitsch. Mahershala Ali served as lead in the third season, with Carmen Ayogo, Stephen Dorff, Scoot McNairy, and Ray Fisher co-starring. The show has taken home 5 Emmy Awards. Warner Brothers. Television number 13. Friends IMDb user rating, 8.9 years on the air, 1994-2004. When Joey, Rachel, Ross, Monica, Chandler, and Phoebe, played by the unforgettable ensemble cast of Matt LeBlanc, Jennifer Aniston, David Schwimmer, Courtney Cox, Matthew Perry, and Lisa Kudrow, got together in Friends, it was television magic. One of the most popular sitcoms of all time, the show earned 62 Primetime Emmy nominations, winning Outstanding Comedy Series in 2002. It launched the TV and film careers of all of its cast members, and sparked the short-lived spin-off, Joey. In 2021, HBO Max aired a long-awaited Friends reunion special starring the original cast. Warner Brothers. Animation number 12. Batman. The animated series IMDb user rating, 9.0 years on the air, 1992-1995. Bruce Timm co-developed Batman, the animated series, which became the first show in a larger animated universe that ended with Justice League Unlimited. The show focused on Bruce Wayne, voiced by Kevin Conroy, and his exploits as the Caped Crusader. It is the source of actor Mark Hamill's most famous voice performance as the Joker. The animated series took home several Emmy Awards, including Outstanding Writing in an Animated Program in 1993, Riot Games No. 11. Arcane IMDb User Rating, 9.0 Years on the Air, 2021 Presenton Animated Action Adventure Series distributed by Netflix, Arcane, takes place in the League of Legends universe, a multiplayer online video game with a large fanbase. The show follows two sisters, V and Jinx, divided by conflict in a society divided by class and corruption. It has received an overwhelmingly positive critical reception. Mutant Enemy #10. Firefly IMDb User Rating, 9.0 Years on the Air, 2002-2003 Joss Whedon's short-lived but beloved futuristic space drama was cancelled by Fox, but then became a fan favorite when it was released on DVD. The series featured an ensemble cast, led by Nathan Fillion, and won a Primetime Emmy for special effects. It also inspired comics and a role-playing game, as well as the 2005 film, Serenity, Reveille Productions No. 9. The Office IMDb User Rating, 9.0 Years on the Air, 2005-2013 based on Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant's hit BBC show, the American version starred Steve Carell as the well-meaning but painfully awkward boss of the Dunder Mifflin Paper Company. The show turned Carell, who up until then was best known as a Daily Show correspondent, into a household name and led to a film career. The Laugh Out Loud series received 5 of the 42 Emmy Award nominations it received following its 8-year run. CBS Television Network No. 8. The Twilight Zone IMDb User Rating, 9.1 Years on the Air, 1959-1964 Rod Serling's iconic, critically acclaimed, The Twilight Zone series took on issues of prejudice, war, government, and morality. Blending fantasy, thriller, and science fiction, many of the themes and lessons from the memorable, albeit super creepy, storylines resonate today. While the original black and white, Serling-led series ran from 1959 to 1964, the first reboot arrived in 1985, followed by other revivals and a film version produced by Steven Spielberg in 1983. The show claimed 3 of the 8 Emmy Awards for which it was nominated, Hartswood Films No. 7. Sherlock IMDb User Rating, 9.1 Years on the Air, 2010-2017 Benedict Cumberbatch stars as Sherlock Holmes in this popular series based on Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's detective series of the same name. Produced as a co-production of BBC and WGBH in Boston for PBS Masterpiece, the show has received praise from critics and fans alike. Among the show's accolades include winning 3 Primetime Emmys, including Outstanding Lead Actor for Cumberbatch, HBO No. 6. The Sopranos IMDb User Rating, 9.2 Years on the Air, 1999-2007 The late James Gandolfini led this mega-hit, award-winning HBO series as Tony Soprano, an Italian-American mobster who had to balance family life with organized crime. Edie Falco, Lorraine Bracco, and Jamie Lynn Sigler co-starred in what some critics consider one of the most groundbreaking series ever made because of its effect on the industry in elevating the art form. With 112 Emmy nominations overall, The Sopranos took home 21 honors, Green Portal Productions No. 5. Rick and Morty IMDb User Rating, 9.2 Years on the Air, 2013 Present Cartoon Network's adult animated sci-fi comedy, Rick and Morty, follows the adventures of Rick Sanchez, a mad scientist, and his daughter, Sarah Chalk, and her children. It has received high marks from critics for its creativity, scientific accuracy, and general wackiness, and has a massive cult following. The cartoon series has since received 2 Emmy Awards, including Outstanding Animated Program in 2020, HBO No. 4. Game of Thrones IMDb User Rating, 9.2 Years on the Air, 2011-2019 based on George R. R. Martin's beloved series of novels, A Song of Ice and Fire, this mega-hit HBO series essentially took on a life of its own. The award-winning medieval fantasy epic followed the deadly adventures of 2 powerful families as they battled for control of the 7 kingdoms of Westeros. It frequently challenged The Sopranos in viewership ratings during its first four seasons. The show inspired licensed merchandise, games, replica armor, and boosted sales of the original novels. With a whopping 160 nominations, the show took home 56 Emmys, Nickelodeon Animation Studios No. 3. Avatar. The Last Airbender IMDb user rating, 9.3 years on the air, 2005-2008. Brian Konietzko and Michael Dante DiMartino co-created this anime-inspired American animated show, with the backstory involving the Avatar, a person who can bend and manipulate all four main elements of air, water, fire, and earth. Aang is the current Avatar, found by Water Tribe siblings Katara and Sokka 100 years after Aang froze in an iceberg, leaving the world under siege by the Fire Nation. The show was followed up by The Legend of Korra, a show set 70 years later about the next Avatar. The beloved animation earned an Emmy nomination for Outstanding Animated Program, for programming less than 1 hour, in 2007, Blown Deadline Productions No. 2. The Wire IMDb user rating, 9.3 years on the air, 2002-2008 still cited as one of the greatest TV shows ever made, The Wire went off the air more than 10 years ago. The acclaimed HBO drama featured a black ensemble cast, helping to launch the careers of Michael B. Jordan, Idris Elba, and Michael K. Williams, and took a realistic look at Baltimore and its drug scene, police department, schools, and media. Following its run, the show was twice nominated at the Emmy Awards for Outstanding Writing for a Drama Series, High Bridge Productions No. 1. Breaking Bad IMDb user rating, 9.5 years on the air, 2008-2013. The critically acclaimed AMC series, Breaking Bad, turned Walter White into an icon. The show also catapulted Bryan Cranston into cult status for portraying the high school teacher turned meth kingpin. Cranston won four Primetime Emmy Awards for the role. It's considered one of the greatest TV shows of all time, having become the most watched cable TV show on American television, and most critically acclaimed of all time.